Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now podcast. Today, I would like to talk about cancer. I want to talk about breast cancer. Why? Because this month, guys, is breast cancer month. And so I was a victim to breast cancer. That's right. And so I just want to spend just 30 minutes with you loving on someone who has just been diagnosed with cancer and someone who has been delivered and healed from cancer. And I want to talk to someone who have lost their loved one to cancer. Cancer is a bad disease. I mean, it's an awful disease. And I've always say, always surround yourself around positive people. Get you a good support system to help you go through this battle against breast cancer. Well, guys, the very day I was diagnosed as having invasive ductal carcinoma stage 3, which later upgraded to a stage 4 breast cancer, it was the very day my world was spun into gripping my faith and sinking my teeth into the promises of the Most High God. I had read enough scriptures and spent enough time in praying with the Most High God to know whatever I had to go through, God allow it, and the same God who allowed it would be the same God to heal me. What is invasive ductal carcinoma? Cancer, one may ask. Well, invasive ductal carcinoma, which is IDC, cancer, also known as infiltrating ductal carcinoma, is a cancer that began growing in a milk duct, okay, and has invaded the fibrous or fatty tissues of the breast outside of the duct. And so the IDC is the most common form of breast cancer, representing 80% of all breast cancer diagnoses. Now, it is said that the survival rate of invasive ductal carcinoma, the average 5-year survival rate for women with non-metastasized invasive breast cancer is 91%, and the average 10-year survival rate for women with invasive breast cancer is 84%. If the invasive cancer is located only in the breast, okay? Now, the 5-year survival rate of women with breast cancer is 99%. Now, guys, I want you to take note for a second. Take note, okay? The average 10-year survival rate for women with invasive breast cancer is 84% if the invasive cancer is located only in the breast area, okay? Y'all taking note of what it just said, 84%. Well, beloved, the cancer had metastasized into my liver and both of my lungs in 2013. It came back in my right breast in 2013, which upgraded to stage 4 after receiving my first diagnosis in 2011. I received a double mastectomy with chemotherapy and radiation and breast reconstruction to follow. I knew trusting God was crucial, beloved, to staying steady and not falling apart when the cancer that ate at my body looked contrary to the will and word of God. I am, beloved, a living testimony of the healing of God. Cancer had become a yoke in my life. I knew I had to rely on the anointing that rests upon my life from the Most High God. Isaiah chapter 10, verses 27 says, "The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." And so, beloved, I didn't have to just say and speak the word. I was able to see the anointing destroying the bondages, the chains, and everything the enemy tried to ensnare my faith with. Cancer tried to change my faith in God. Cancer wanted me to walk in fear and never experience the healing my faith in God would bring. For example, beloved, one time I found myself wanting to commit suicide because I was tired of the many surgeries I had received. I was tired of the chemotherapy and I was tired of the radiations I was receiving from my doctor, the treatments, and so I wanted to end my life, and I just got tired of being picked upon and touched and stuck and all the surgeries that I went through. I was just tired of it. And sometimes you get fed up, right? You get tired of being tired. And so I was at that point in my life where I was very tired, and I felt like there was no hope in sometimes, and I felt like just giving up and throwing in the towel, and I just wanted to end my life. I just wanted it to be over. I got tired of driving myself to these appointments, and every time you look around, you see the chemotherapy going in your vein, and I lost taste for my food. I lost my hair. I didn't look like myself anymore. I began to weep and cry within. My soul was wounded until I just wanted to take my life. I did not see no reason for me to continue to live and go on. The devil had me messed up. He had me looking at there was no hope. Even though I was a woman of faith, everything that I own today came from faith. I walk by faith and not by sight. But in this very moment, I was tested. My faith was tested. I was being pulled. I was being destroyed by what I saw in my natural eyes. But I began to cry and I began to weep. And I just screamed and I said, "Lord, I'm your servant. Why is this happening to me?" And so I began to contemplate suicide. And so in that moment, I heard, guys, a small, still voice say, "Your life isn't yours to take. And if you take your life today, how would you know what I have for you tomorrow?" And in that moment, beloved, I shook myself off and decided God and I was going to beat this cancer together. I had to repent, asking God to forgive me for having the thought of taking my life. I was never afraid of dying, beloved, because all of us will face that day. I knew it wasn't my time to go home to glory. Yet my faith was tested, and so I used my faith combined with prayer to receive my healing. I held on to the scripture that said, "But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our people was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." And so, beloved, through my prayer and fasting, I obeyed. I listened, and I read God's word. I always kept my spirit vision focused on the promises of God and rebuke cancer from my body, and today I'm totally healed because I made a choice in my mind, in my heart, in my soul that I will not receive cancer. Now, please let me clear this one point up with you guys. Never did I think that God loved me more than other men and women who have lost their life to this deadly disease. I really feel that everyone's lives are in the will of the Most High God, and it is his will on who he will allow to live or die, I would say. Through prayer, I asked God, "Was I going to die?" And he said, just like I'm talking to you today. He said, "You shall not die. You shall live and declare the works that I have prepared for you." And then his destructions was that I turned to the book of Job in the Bible and began reading the whole book of Job, and I would find out why the enemy has asked for permission to touch me. And so I knew God allowed the cancer to attack my body, and I knew I would see the day that the anointing of the Most High God that he had placed upon my life and has given me will destroy its yokes on my life. I use God's word as my guard and defense against the enemy, which kept me from falling prey to cancer. I've seen many of my sisters and my brothers in the faith fall because they make the mistake of doubting God and wavering in their faith. They start out walking in God's victorious plan for their life, but when a storm of life come against them, they take their eyes off of God and begin looking at the storms, not realizing they are causing the storm to get bigger and eventually destroy them. I learned to fight the good fight of faith and to depend on God and his promised word to take the wheel and drive me into his healing power. I took God's word as final authority. After I stopped being the victim, I rose up being the victor. I stopped feeling sorry for myself, and I start praising God in the midst of it. There were days I had to crawl from upstairs to downstairs in my kitchen to cook a meal. I had to crawl back upstairs to get in the shower to take a shower. I had to call on the name of Jesus in the midnight hour because I knew God is a healer. And I knew if it was his will for me to be healed, I was going to be healed. And so I had to wait on God. I had to trust God in the midst of the storm. It's hard to trust God when you can't trace God. And that's where your faith kick in at. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. I am the just. And I begin to walk out my healing. I begin to go and begin to repent, ask God to search my soul. I had to soak my soul in the presence of the Most High God. I had to forgive people who have hurt me and wronged me in order for me to get my healing. I didn't want nothing blocking my healing. And so I sought the Most High God for my healing, and the Most High God healed me from stage 4 breast cancer. Now, mind you, the cancer came in my body 2011. I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I went through all the chemo. I did not take radiation at that time. I just went through the chemo. And once I finished my chemo, then a couple of years later, here come the cancer again. But this time the cancer had spread to my liver, lung, and my breast. And because it spread to the liver, lung, and breast, beloved, I had to seek God. I was back on chemo. They had me on radiation. I was told I have to be on chemo pills the rest of my life in order to survive. And beloved, I remember one day in prayer, I could see it just happened. I was sitting to my desk and I was holding up these $400 chemo pills that they say I had to be on for the rest of my life. And I looked at them. And I believe I had 8 left in the bottle to take. And as I held the 4 in my hand, because I had to take 4 a day, and I would begin to look at the pills, and I prayed. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord just as clear as I'm talking to you. He said, do not take another chemo pill in this house. I saw my spirit leaving my body, guys. I was dying. And all of a sudden, beloved, a sheet of paper fell before my eyes in a vision. And the Most High God showed me the herbs that I was supposed to take for my body, for my healing. He said, I want you to go get this list and start taking them just like you've been taking chemo pills. Take them religiously. And I was obedient. Like I said, I listened, I obeyed, I acted out on faith, because faith will cause you to act out. Faith without works is dead. I could have had all the faith in the healing power of the Most High God, but if I did not do what he told me to do, I don't think I would be here today talking with you about cancer. So I went to the health food store, and I picked up those herbs, and I started taking them every day, like clockwork. I kept reading the Word of God. I kept applying the Word of God to my life. I kept taking them. And I started on, I stayed away from sodas. I was drinking water. Water, 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 water. Water, 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 water. And I kept drinking water. And beloved, guess what? I'm healed today. They cannot find cancer in my body. And I refuse to believe cancer's in my body. I begin to rebuke it. I renounced it. I didn't own it. See, a lot of times we walk around saying, oh, I got cancer. The doctor told me, say, I got cancer, so I got cancer. Yeah, I got cancer. And you brag about it. And you say you want to speak positive, and you speak over your life, beloved. Proverbs 18:21 said, death and life is in the power of your tongue. So if you decree that you have cancer and declare it, you should have it. It's yours because you're owning it. I never owned cancer. Even though it was evidence cancer was in my body and eating at my body, I never owned cancer. Never once did I say, I got cancer. No, the doctor said I have cancer, but I say I don't. And I rebuke the cancer in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. I rebuked it. I plead the blood of Jesus around my body. I would take communion every day. I would take communion every day. There's healing in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. There's healing. There's deliverance. There's peace. There's happiness. There's a blessing when you grab a hold to truth. And I knew cancer was a lie. I wasn't going to receive cancer. And today I don't look like what I went through. Yes, I have scars on my body because of the surgeries I had. I had a double mastectomy with reconstruction surgery. And you will see scars on my breasts. That's proof of where God brought me from. Y'all remember that movie Passion of Christ where the man that played Jesus Christ got all those scars on his back. When you look at his back, you see the beat he took for us. That's the same thing with my body. When I look at my breast, I'm reminded of the beating that I took. The reason why the Most High God wanted me to get into the book of Job, because Job lost everything. But Job didn't lose his faith. In spite of his friends coming, talking to him, thinking, looking at him, gazing at him as though he'd undone something to God for him to be going through these problems that he was going through. His wife told him to go ahead and hurry up and curse God and die. He told her she spoke like a foolish woman. See, nobody knows what you go through but you. And you have the story to give God some glory. See? I remain faithful. It didn't matter because I know a lot of people think sickness is sin, but that doesn't mean I sin because cancer hit my body. We all are human, and a lot of people are going to get cancer who have eaten, no me, because I was a vegan 4 years before the cancer even attached itself to my body. I was a vegan. I didn't eat meat. See? So you cannot eat meat, you can eat meat, you can eat sweets, whatever, whatever. Cancer will attach itself to your body. And so that's something you have to deal with. And I was able to deal with it through the Word of God. But when the Most High God told me to get in the book of Job, he said, you will see why he asked for permission to touch you. I was able to see why the enemy asked for permission to touch me. I was able to see that. And so I thank the Most High God for His direction, His Holy Spirit, His Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. I thank the Most High God even for His angels. The Most High God protected me. And it was His will that I continue to live and carry out the assignment that He has given me. Amen. So I hope, guys, that I have helped someone who's going through. You have to develop someone that's around you, a good lifeline, people that will support you. That's what you have to do, okay? So with that said, I got to go. Please stay safe, hug someone, and tell them you love them. Until the next broadcast, guys, you go in peace. And remember now, stay faithful. Don't give up. Put your trust in the Most High God. He'll bring you out. The same God who allowed you to go through what you're going through now will be the same God who will deliver you out of the hands of the enemy. So with that said, guys, I love you. Until the next time, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.